Where do you see things heading in the future in terms of PARP inhibitors and pancreatic cancer? Have we sort of hit the end of the road or just the beginning?
No, we're just at the beginning. I think that there's a lot more to do. I'm sure that there are other patients with DNA damage repairs that could respond to PARP inhibitors or PARP inhibitors in combination with other DNA damaging agents. And as we understand in the biological pathways and the dependency of those pathways to other relevant pathways, we can become more thoughtful about how to approach those tumors and which drugs to give, if it's a PARP alone or in combination with other drugs. And no, I think that this is just the beginning. There's a lot more we can still do for our patients. I'm not retiring yet. I've still got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, that's for sure. In terms of pancreatic cancer, that's for sure. What are some of the directions in the future that you're excited about, particularly as it relates to targeted therapy, but also immunotherapy? I mean, those are the two sort of strategies that you see a lot of research going on in general with solid tumors. What are some of the agents that are being looked at? I know there are a couple that sort of didn't come through recently, but where are we right now with other approaches?
So, I mean, there's a lot of excitement, and rightly so, with immune checkpoint inhibitors in patients with microsatellite unstable tumors. I've actually got two patients like that now that I've downstaged that are going for operations. So it's another, again, very rewarding thing to see, and very excited about those patients.
You said you downstaged them?
Yeah, patients with microsatellite instability, so both have Lynch syndrome. Very different patients. One's very young, one's much older, and managed to downstage them, and they're going to go for operation.
Wow. So you knew they were MSI high at diagnosis.
Yeah, actually, both came in. They both knew that they were from Lynch families.
Wow.
Yeah, it was amazing.
What were they treated with? Just a checkpoint inhibitor, or what exactly did you give them?
So the one patient had such severe toxicity to FOLFOX. I couldn't even give her FOLFIRINOX because she's morbid obese and a lot of comorbidities, and she had severe side effects just to the FOLFOX component of the FOLFIRINOX. I had to hospitalize her, and she was hospitalized for several weeks, and I could not go back and give her any chemotherapy. So with her, I carried on single agent checkpoint inhibition. And she's downstage from locally advanced into resectable tumor.
Wow. She got pembrolizumab?
No, she got levomab.
Wow. And she went to surgery?
Well, she's going to surgery next month, so we
Wow.
just have to hold our
Amazing.
thumbs and pray. It's very rewarding.
What about other novel approaches that are being looked at out there? Any that excite you?
So I think that, I mean, personally, I've been really focused on the DNA damage repair. So kind of spent a lot of my professional time on the BRCA patient population, but also on the other DNA damage repair alterations, and just trying to understand what their tumors look like, how those tumors behave. I see a lot of patients, and I also have a research lab, and that really gives me an opportunity to do kind of a lot of translational research and see this going back and forth from the lab into the clinic and then from the clinic back into the lab. And that's a really challenging scenario, but it gives me a lot of satisfaction, a lot of professional and academic satisfaction. And I think it's also very rewarding because I try and involve the patients in what we're trying to do and why we're taking another research biopsy and what kind of model we're trying to develop from their tumor and really engage them. I think one of the things I've also learned with my patients is that we really have to listen to our patients, but also empower them. If it's empowering them with making them stronger and healthier to cope with the treatment and the side effects and whatever we've got for them, but also to empower them to also go out and look and read and to bring me stuff. And I learn sometimes from my patients about things that, I've missed and I didn't read about, and they read about online, and they bring me back the data, and then I have to go and do my interrogation.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Pancreatic Cancer Update.